This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Let's talk about Dubai reopening. Children's playgrounds, indoor ones, are back open. Joining us on the line is an owner of a couple of them, Air Maniacs and Street Maniacs, the founder and chairman of the View Emirates Group, Riaz Sutawala. Morning, Riaz.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. When was it we last spoke? Was it February we spoke?
Just before the doors were closed. That's correct.
Oh, okay, and you were telling us then about all the measures you were taking and the sanitization. So, fast forward 4 months. We'll get to the reopening in a second, but first of all, tell us what the past 3 or 4 months have been like for you, owner of two children's play areas in Alcoz, Air Maniacs and Street Maniacs.
Richard, inevitably, I mean, look, we've been closed now for approximately 4 months, and, you know, from a financial perspective, that has been immense. Strain on cash flow. We've had support from our sponsor, landlord, the government, Etisalat Du, and also loyalty from our staff. So really, it's just a case of, I mean, we all understand that the pandemic is a temporary thing and we have to survive it. And it's a case of keeping your head above water, which we've managed to do.
So let's talk about the support that you've had. You mentioned a few areas there. Banks, perhaps, landlords, who did you turn to?
So, surprisingly, I think in events like this and crises as such, we were actually surprised that we had a lot of the parties actually forthcoming to us. Our sponsor, for example, has helped us tremendously. The landlord,
when you say your sponsor, what do you mean by that?
So the sponsor, basically, obviously here, there is a sponsorship fee that needs to be paid on an annual basis.
Right.
So that has been waived. The landlords have given us extension in rent payments. Etisalat and Du, for example, have frozen our accounts for 3 months. So we haven't had to pay during that particular period. So we've been astounded by the support that we've had from the different parties to kind of help us through this particular period.
Right. Finally, a quick word about the people who work for you. How many did you have before this happened, and what's the situation there?
So we had approximately 35 staff on the payroll at the moment, and we are probably down to around 25 now.
Okay, right. That's what's happened. Good stuff that you've made it through. What happens this week? When do you throw open the doors at your facilities?
So we actually got the circular from Dubai Municipality yesterday, it's quite a lengthy circular with an additional 55 safety points that we have to adhere to. They gave us the permission actually to open our doors yesterday, but I've actually decided to delay that for a couple of days because I want to put some additional safety protocols and do some additional deep cleaning. I mean, we're actually, Richard, doing things over and above what Dubai Municipality are asking us. Like, for example, we're getting all the AC units clean and sanitized. We're putting Perspex screens. We're doing self-check-in for our customers. We're developing that at the moment. So I'm hoping to be in a position to open Street Maniacs tomorrow and Air Maniacs the day after.
But with the best of intentions, Riaz, how can you keep kids apart? How can you maintain social distancing? It's hard enough with adults, but my kids have been to your play areas, and the great thing about them is you just get lost in the moment. It's exciting, it's thrilling, and you're jumping up and down, and you're screaming, and you're falling on top of each other. That's kind of part of the experience, Riaz, is it not?
Well, first of all, Richard, you have to separate the two businesses. Street Maniacs is principally trampoline based, so you're only allowed to have one person on a trampoline at a time in any case. So the social distancing there becomes a little bit easier. Whereas Air Maniacs is an inflatable park, so obviously it is more challenging. Look, Richard, the lockdown, the social restrictions, school closures, I mean, it's been a very frustrating, challenging, and it's been a taxing time for parents and for children. But I think we are in a much better place than we were 4 months ago. And even from an educational perspective, both the parents and children, you know, we are a lot more educated. Children are a lot more educated. They understand the coronavirus. They understand how it spreads. They understand, you know, the concept of wearing masks, washing hands, and even social distancing. Yes, I mean there are moments where you may get lost in the moment, as you termed it. But you know, I mean, look, I guess before we look at my sector, Richard, there are other children sectors that have been opened. You know, for example, the malls have opened, the community centres have opened, swimming pool, beaches, hotel, kids clubs, water parks. So, you know, the thing is that all of those, you know, children have been visiting those. And if you look at the numbers, the number of cases hasn't exponentially increased, which means that the hygiene levels and the sanitization procedures in place, you know, are working from Dubai Municipality. Even in water parks and all of these, you know, you still got the same kids and you still have the same challenges in terms of social distancing. But the impact from the numbers has shown that it hasn't had an effect, which is obviously, you know, encouraging for everybody.
Well, you say that. We was at 700 new cases yesterday, up from 300 or 400-ish. But a couple of final questions. First of all, what capacity will you be at? What percentage of max?
So we have been given a guideline of only being allowed to operate at 50%, but we will probably reduce that a little bit further, particularly for Air Maniacs, and maybe put it down to around 40-odd%.
And finally, in terms of the business going forward, last time we spoke in February, March, you were talking about still carrying on with your expansion plans. You were identifying sites in the capital, Abu Dhabi, and so on. Can you think strategically about the business now, or is it just day-to-day survival?
No, Richard, look, you know, I said this in my interview with you last time with yourself and Brandy, and, you know, the thing is that I'm still of the opinion that the pandemic is temporary, and it will be a matter of time before it disappears. So from an expansion, I mean, we've continued where we finished our construction for Air Maniacs in Abu Dhabi. We're still in talks for Street Maniacs in Abu Dhabi, although obviously it has been delayed due to the pandemic and the social distancing restrictions. But from a business perspective, look, as long as the company cash flow is positive long term, and the business is safe from a health and safety perspective, then, you know, I will continue to operate and I will continue to expand. My objectives, Richard, aren't purely financial. You know, I've been living in Dubai now for 16 years. So when I set up the business, obviously, you know, there was a financial element to it, but also I wanted to do something in Dubai. I wanted to have a homegrown business here. I wanted to contribute to the community and be a part of the community. And that hasn't changed, irrespective of the pandemic, which, as you know, I reiterate, is not going to be there forever.
Riaz, great talking to you. Best of luck with reopening. Riaz Sotawala is the founder and chairman of View Emirates Group, the owner of the Air Maniacs and Street Maniacs children's playgrounds in Al Khos, opening up this week.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.